All right, then we'll say, let's save it for Shabbos. Save it for Shabbos. let's begin. Yeah, thank you. So let's begin. So we're going to do a beautiful piece today by Rabbi Nachman. We're actually going to go a little bit out of order. So I lettered the paragraphs here. So this is from the beginning of the parsha. Vayigash elav Yehuda. So remember again, you don't have the whole pasuk on the sheets. So I'll read it to you. So the parsha begins, Vayigash elav Yehuda. Yehuda draws close to Yosef. I'm sorry. Vayigash elav Yehuda vayomer, Bi Adoni. Please, my master. Yedaberna avdechad davar ba'azne Adoni. Allow me to speak something in the ears of my master. Va'ayichar apcha ba'avdecha. And please do not get angry with your servant. This is Yehuda calling himself a servant to Yosef. Ki kamocha kiparo. For I am like you, like Paro. Now the truth is, the way that bottom part really ends off is, ki kamocha kiparo really means, because in my eyes, you are as important as Paro. So Yehuda comes up to Yosef. Again, remember, this is before Yosef has revealed his true identity. So Yehuda comes over to him, and Yehuda is essentially trying to supplicate on behalf of the family, to try to save Binyamin, and ultimately again to try to save Shimon, and somehow just get back to Canaan with the family intact. So the Rebbe here says something quite beautiful. Look at paragraph A. So the Rebbe says, Vayigash elav Yehuda, Shamati pam achas amar Rabbeinu zichrono livracha, l'Rav Yudel Chasan harav label Micherstinitz. Shahaya Mikurov Laharav Hazadik Rav Pinchas Mikaritz. Hagiduli Dover Meharav Hazadik Rav Pinchas Mikaritz Zichrono Livracha. So one time Rabbi Nachman was asking a relative of the Tzadik Rav Pinchas of Karitz to give me a vart from Pinchas of Karitz. So what did the Rebbe say? Amr lo kach Amr Harav Pinchas. Anu Omrim, it's really a very beautiful vart. Anu Omrim, Ashamnu Bagadnu Gazalnu Lashon Rabin. You know, when we do vidui, when we do confession, so confession is always phrased in the positive. Excuse me, in the plural, and not in the positive. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu. We are blameworthy. We have rebelled, right? We have stolen. So why is it stated in the plural? Meaning, I'm doing tshuva, and I'm saying ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, dibanadofi, avinu, everything in the plural. Why the plural? Why not say it in the singular? After all, it's the individual who's doing tshuva. Kisrichim lomar, ashamti. A person should say, ashamti, meaning the singular. I have sinned. I have trespassed against God. I have rebelled. Why in the plural? So first of all, before we go on, so the classic answer to this is because when we go ahead and we do tshuva, I don't only do tshuva for myself. I do tshuva for Klal Yisrael. I do tshuva for everyone. Meaning, at the end of the day, I recognize that my tshuva is not complete if you are in a state of disrepair. And your tshuva is not complete if I'm in a state of disrepair. There's a din of arfos, there's a din of collective responsibility. Kol Yisrael Reivim Ze Bozeh. So therefore, on the most basic level, you know, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, discusses that when he was a young boy, about he used to spend Yamim Noroim with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach. And he used to remember hearing Rav Shlomo Zalman, how he would cry when he would say, Ashamnu Bagadnu, when he would say, Achet Shechatanu Lefanecha, for this and that we sin. And Rabbi Lai used to say, you know, even, you know, we'll say most of us, when we say those Al-Chets, and we say Ashamnu, the good news is that what? No matter how much we misbehaved in the past year, Baruch Hashem, we have not committed the majority of those errors. Meaning, you really have to be exceptionally good at sinning to be able to go out and violate the majority of those errors. Mamish, like, you have to, like, you need a sabbatical, like, you need to take off work to mamish go ahead and violate all of this stuff. So he often remarked that as a child, they never really understood why is Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach crying, because he understood that Rav Shlomo Zalman was not just doing tshuva for himself, he was doing tshuva for the klal. So even if I didn't do these particular averos, I know that what? Someone did. Someone did. Even if I didn't violate this particular Avera, I know that someone did. So I'm not just crying for myself, I'm crying for the klal. I'm crying for the collective. So that's the simple answer. We say Ashamnu Bagadnu in the plural, because I'm not just simply davening for myself, but rather, again, I'm davening for the collective of Klal Yisrael. But the Rebbe here says something amazing. He says, Rak anu omrim kiviyachol b'loshon taino, la'ashem yisbarach Ashamnu. So the Rebbe says something amazing. The Rebbe says, in reality, when we say Hashamnu in the plural, it's almost like a shtekel tain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost as if we are holding God accountable. What does that mean? The im shalo nasata lanu koach urishus, paragraph B, lo hayinu yicholim lachto. Because it's as if we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, had you not given me a Yetzirah, had you not given me free will, had you not given me desires and wants and wills and all these different kinds of things, then you know what? I wouldn't sin. I wouldn't sin. I sin HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you implanted all of these wants and desires in me. I sin because you gave me the quote-unquote great gift of free will. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not the only one at fault over here. When I mess up, you, the Ribono Shel Olam, have some level of responsibility. We'll say, only Chassidim have chutzpah like this. Only, I'm sorry? There's a product defect, right? And there's no recall. And there's no recall. Mamish, you know the product defect because you made the defects, right? You made the defects, and therefore you share responsibility. We'll say, you understand, like, this is unparalleled chutzpah. I'm saying to the Ribono Shel Olam, yes, I did something wrong, but, right? But I'm not the only one to blame. You have a shtickle blame in this also. You created me. You're my Yotzer. You're my Av. You're my Melech. You know exactly the weaknesses that I have because you put them there. You know exactly the proclivities that I have because you programmed them there. You know exactly the desires I have because you are the one who stokes those fires each and every day. So I'm going to say I'm sorry. I'm going to take responsibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to ask you to own your part as well. I'm going to ask you to take some responsibility as well. So that's the pshat. That's why, what do we say when we say vidui? We say, ashamnu, we have sinned. We'll say, who's the we? Who's the we? Us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine this? And I'm saying, Rivana Shalom, I love you. We are in this together. Ashamnu, we have sinned. Bagadnu, we have rebelled. Everything that I've done is never just an I. It's a we. We bear responsibility along with me. So remember, this is Rabbi Pinchas of Karetz. Rabbi Nachman hears this. What does the Rebbe say? Amar Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha, Ani Gamkin Mefarish Kach, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. So the Rebbe says, I hear the Vart, and I agree with the Vart, and I want to show you where else this Vart appears. This Vart, says the Rebbe, can be found in the opening pasuk in the Chumash, in the opening pasuk in the parasha. Because what does the parasha say? Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda approached. Yehuda drew near. Kasher ish Yisrael nigash l'Hashem yisbarach levakesh mechila alav onosav. So the Rebbe says something amazing. See, Rebbe said, the one part you have to keep in mind is that the Torah is not a storybook. And therefore, whenever the Torah Kedosha tells me stories, the stories are never there for the story content. The stories are there because they provide some type of deep, moral, ethical, spiritual lesson. So what's the lesson? It says the Rebbe, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Who's Yehuda? Yehuda's the Yid. Yehuda is the Jew. Vayigash Elov, Yehuda came close to him. Who's the him? The ultimate him is the Ribono Shel Olam, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayigash Elov Yehuda is a metaphor for the Jew doing tshuva. The Jew wants to come back. The Jew has been estranged. The Jew has been distanced. But the Jew never likes to remain at a distance. So instead, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda comes close. Yehuda draws near. Yehuda comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does he say? Vayomer, Bi Adoni. Please, my master. Ritzon Alomar, Kochacha Bi. So listen to how the Rebbe understands this. What does Bi Adoni mean? So Bi Adoni means Bi, you inside of me, Adoni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you reside. There is a piece of you inside of me, which means what? Ritzon Alomar, Kochacha, Imba'im Shenataltes, Koach Shacha Mimeni, Lo Yachalti Lachto. So listen to this. So Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda comes close. Yehuda the Yid, the Jew, comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer Elav, and what does he say? Bi Adoni. Ribono Shel Olam, you are in me. Bi means in me. Adoni, my master. You are within me. And it's only because you are in me that I sin. What does that mean? Only because you implanted the wants, the desires, the pushes, and the pulls, all the different things, only because you put those in me that I sin. Had I been left, if you took away my free will, I wouldn't sin. If you took away my desires, I wouldn't sin. If you took away my proclivities, my predispositions, I wouldn't sin. But be Adoni, you placed all of those things inside of me. And as a result, ultimately what? You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have to share in the responsibility for the actions I've done. Ritzono lomar, kochacha, kochacha bi. Ribon Shem, your koach is in me. If you were to take your koach from me, I would not be able to sin. Now you may be tempted to think to yourself, oh, finally I've got a good excuse. I have my get out of jail free card. That's it. Ribon Shem, it's your fault. You did this. Right, be Adoni, you're inside of me, you put your co-host inside of me, and therefore at the end of the day, whenever I fail, it's because of the way you programmed me, it's because of the product defects, right, that you intentionally placed there. So therefore, again, I have no responsibility. No. What do we say after that? We say, Azehu Omer, Yedaber no avdecha davar ba'oznei Adoni. So ultimately, what's the next phrase? Allow your servant to speak something in the ears of your master, of my master. Hinini medaber dvari, paragraph C. So Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm telling you these things. Kedei shetavo tfilasi ba'aznecha. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm telling you these things because I want you to hear my pain. I'm telling you these things because I want you to hear my difficulties. I'm telling you these things because I want you to hear about my challenges. Aval al yichar apcha ba'avdecha. But please, do not get angry at me, ki adati asher ani chayiv, because I know that as much as I can ask you to share in the blame, I own the lion's share of responsibilities, of responsibility for my actions. At the end of the day, the buck of my life stops with me. Suppose I see what the Rebbe is saying over here. If you bring this all together, there's just a yesodistic idea, an incredibly dramatic idea. So what the Rebbe is ultimately teaching us is the following. First of all, what's amazing just about this Vart is that the Rebbe is telling us that what appears at first glance to just simply be a story is not a story. It's not a story. And I will say, this is true, by the way, in all the quote-unquote stories in Bereishis. Nothing is simply a story. Everything ultimately, again, is some type of profound, life-altering, cathartic, informative message. So what's happening over here? So says the Rebbe something amazing. What's happening over here? And I will say, you see in the works of Rabbi Nachman that so much of his Torah focuses on tshuva. Right? See, I will say, when we think about tshuva, we often think about what? When I say tshuva, you think of? Rashana. Right? Elo, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Tshuva, meaning we often have an association between tshuva and a particular time of year. But the truth is, it's not true. Tshuva is something that needs to occur each and every day. Tshuva is something that needs to unfold in our lives each and every day. And as such, the Rebbe sees so much of an allusion, so many of the psukim in the Torah, to the dynamic, ultimately, of tshuva. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Vayigash Elov Yehuda means what? Yehuda, the Yid, the Jew, wants to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how can I come close to God? I've done so many things wrong. I've messed up in so many dramatic ways. So the first part of tshuva is defense. What's my defense? Two words. Be Adoni. Ribono Shel Olam. You placed these desires inside of me. Be Adoni. Adoni, my master, you placed these proclivities, these desires, these predispositions, these lustful wants, all these things, you placed them inside of me. In other words, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not fair to make me deal with this myself. It's not fair to say that it's only my problem. I'm gonna ask you that we make this our problem. This is our problem. This is our issue. I'm almost like, if you think about this, by the way, this is a general yisod in most relationships. If a person is in a relationship, whatever relationship it might be, and they want the problem solved in a relationship, what's the worst thing you could ever do if you want a problem solved in a relationship? The worst thing you could ever do? Right. say it's your problem. The moment, and this is Maisim B'chol Yom in Shalom Bayis issues, the moment that one person says, this is your problem. Now, by the way, they might be right. It might be my problem. But if we're a unit, if we're an entity, if we're a couple, if we're a relationship unit, then by definition, there's no your problems, my problems. There's our problems. So that's what I'm saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, there's our problem. There is our problem. Be Adoni. Now understand, why does the Jew say that? Is that an excuse? What I think that I'm going to hinge this on God? Then it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's problem, therefore I'm not responsible. I don't have any... Be Adoni, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, it's yours. To which the Jew goes on and says, Yedaber na avdecha, Davar ba'ozne Adoni. Ribono Shel Olam, I'm not trying to absolve myself of responsibility. I just need you to listen. I just need you to partner with me. I just need you to promise me that this path of tshuva is not something that I have to embark on alone. I just need you to promise me that as I go down this path, you're going to go down with it. You're going to go down with me by my side. That I don't have to do it. Because Rabbi said, sometimes the path of tshuva is exceptionally difficult and exceptionally lonely, because sometimes I feel like I have to make all of these changes and adjustments all by myself. So I say, Yibon Shalom, Bi Adoni, Chodesh Baruch Hu, this is our problem. You created me, therefore you have to own your responsibility in my failures. I'm not trying to offload my responsibility on you, I'm just trying to incorporate you into the solution. Be my partner in lifting me up. Be my partner in rectifying my life. I just want your attention. I just want your attentiveness. I just want your help. I just want to know that you're going to roll up your sleeves alongside me and help make me the best me I can be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't be upset at me. Because understand, I'm not trying to blame you for my problems. I'm not trying to get you to take ownership for my problems, because I know the buck of my life has to stop with me. So don't get upset at me. I'm not trying to shirk responsibility. I'm just trying to make sure that I have a partner in the process of change. And see, Rabbi Yossi, in this opening pasuk of Vayigash, that the Rebbe Rabbi Nachman tells us about how to approach the process of change. I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be my partner. Change is the most difficult thing in life. Tshuva is the most difficult thing in life. And one thing is clear, which is, none of us could do it alone. So maybe we have good chaverim, maybe we have good mishpacha who could help us. But at the end of the day, I can't affect change without my Creator. I can't affect change without my Father in Heaven. I can't affect change without the One who created all my deficiencies. So step number one, Rabosai, is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here's the interesting dialectic. Step number one is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to partner with me in the process of change. And step number two, is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although I'm asking you to partner with me, I own it. I know that I have to take responsibility. I know that I have to take ownership. I know that some way, somehow, I have to figure out how to fix it. All I'm asking is that you give me your hand in this partnership. All I'm asking is that you stand by my side while I take this journey. All right, Tibose, stop over here. Shkoyach.
I hope Ashkenaz and do a shamanu every day like this.
Well, much more pious. You know, it's...
We don't sin.
You know, whatever, we don't sin, apparently. You know, we don't need to do it.
It's far easier.
No, it is. The truth is, I don't know.
It makes sense.
It appears to be so mistaber that there should be some type of active tshuva. Like, Hashamnu, Bagandu, Hashem, Hashem, Karachu, Mechanu. I don't know.
Why is that not part of what you're talking about? I'm saying we are saying something like that in Tachanun. We're not... using those words per se,
but you can say, if really there's tshuva every day, then do it. In other words, we have a formulation for it. We use the formulation during Yom Noram. Why not just incorporate it?
It's more kavana if you do it once a year or once
maybe.
A year.
Maybe.
Okay, but also you're missing out on every day doing it.
I mean, my thing, I guess, with this, I feel like it's a stretch, because the whole premise of creation and that Hashem gave us is that we have free choice. That's like the one thing that he limited from himself was that we have free choice. So to then go back and use that and say, oh, that, you know, that's why I'm, you know.
But it's true. First of all, here's the caveat. Hashem Baruch Hu gives us free choice, and we like to say that Hashem Baruch Hu doesn't interfere in free choice, which is true until he does. Meaning, okay, we have examples, Vaychazdik Hashem Aslav Paro, meaning, there are times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes Bechira because he needs something to happen. So, and that's what I'm saying, the interesting dialectic of Rabbi Nachman is the Rebbe is just saying, Ribono Shel Olam, you owe it to me to partner with me. Meaning, I'm going to own it, because that's the last part. Va'al yichar apcha ba'avdicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't get angry. I'm not trying to offload the responsibility. I'm going to own it. But you have to partner with me. Meaning the scariest part of change is that sometimes we think we do it all alone. And what the Rebbe is saying is, I don't have to do it alone. I can actually, and this sounds strange, demand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to partner with me in this process. That's incredible, Yisod. Shkach Moseh.